It's an absolutely brilliant day, and I had a different spring in my step this morning getting up. We were absolutely delighted. You know, we've waited a long month for this day, and we're just sitting here now waiting for the lunchtime flight to come in, and it will be a welcome sight when we see it coming in.
And even I met you at the door there whenever you had come in. The Relay for Life team morning was on, and it was just such a lovely atmosphere. You know, it was like a big sense of relief for everyone.
But it is, and it was lovely that both things coincided at the same time, you know, because we would support the Relay for Life as well. And Daniel and Magella would be great supporters of Donegal Cancer Flights and Services. So it was great to come down and support one thing, and then to be here actually to see the flight coming in. It's great. And I believe there's a big crowd coming down on the flight, and I'm really delighted that, you know, coming down at 6:30 in the morning, you're not going to get an awful lot of people coming to Donegal at 6:30 in the morning. But now with the lunchtime flight, I believe that there is not many seats left on the plane. So it's a great feeling to know that all the hard work paid off, all the people that supported us, the staff here in the airport, all our politicians, everybody who signed the petitions, all our cancer patients, and especially all of their families that stood with us through this campaign to ensure that these flights would be back.
So has it been about a month since the flight stopped? Because it actually did stop, and then, you know, we had to wait today for it to come back. How was it for the service? What were you hearing from the people who would have been getting the flight?
It was a long month. We did have some people use the flights, but there was a lot of people as well that didn't have the same confidence to wait for the flight to come in the morning, because they would have had an early morning appointment, and if the flight was going to be anyway late, they would have missed their appointment. So there are people who push their appointments out. That's something that we didn't support very, very, very well, because appointments are important, and we want people to attend their appointments in Dublin. Some people use buses, and some used cars to get to Dublin. But all in all, I think with the service back and the schedule back again with the lunchtime flight, there will be so much more confidence in the schedule again, and we will revert back to the way we were. And I just hope that there's a lot of lessons learned from this, you know, and that the likes of this will not happen again. And we've said it so many times that a PSO, it is all to do with the people. And it's not to do with the airline. It is to do with connectivity for our people, not just cancer patients, but everybody who uses these flights for work or to go to college or whatever. So it's a good day. It was a long campaign. It was a very strong campaign. And I think I'm very proud to say that the people of Donegal stood together. And we sent a very clear message to Dublin that we were going to settle for nothing else. We weren't asking for more. We were just asking for what we had. So great feeling today. And to watch that flight come in now is just fabulous.